Live on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, it's time for Q&A with DJ Phone. Today's program is sponsored by Yavapai Regional Medical Center, David Snyder, CPA, High Country Rec Fee Center, Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Northern Arizona Vein Center. Now, here's your host for Q&A, DJ Phone.
And welcome to the Tuesday edition of Q&A. Got some valuable information to fill up the first part of today's show as we talk with Scott Teal from RED Plumbing, not just about plumbing for your home, but also about RED's role in the upcoming Habitat for Humanity Cornhole Tournament that raises money for that wonderful local nonprofit. Hi, Alice. I know you're listening. And then I'll hope you join me, of course, this Saturday and Sunday around Courthouse Plaza for the annual Prescott Bluegrass Festival, which I'll be emceeing. And then today on Q&A, after we talk to Scott Teal with RED, we'll talk with the Prescott Chamber's Scott Curry. He'll tell us what to expect at this weekend's big festival. Also today, after the bottom of the hour news and weather update, we'll hear from Dan Whalen, the creative kitchen magician, who has written a previous fun book titled Tots, about the many ways to make tasty veggie nuggets, and his newest book that parents, grandparents, and kids can work together on. It's called S'mores, gooey, melty, crunchy riffs on the campfire classic, just in time for your own kitchen or backyard treats and appetizers. And you'll see more than 50 different recipes for varieties of s'mores, a lot of which will qualify as hors d'oeuvres or appetizers. But you'll enjoy that interview with Dan Whalen. Congratulations, by the way, to Yavapai County Supervisor Jack Smith on his appointment by President Trump to be Arizona's State Director for Rural Development. Now, Jack will step down from the County Board of Supervisors July 7th. And this being Tuesday, Tuesday Night Classics at the Harkins 14 and the Harkins 6 in Sedona, it's Fight Club with Brad Pitt and Edward Norton, plus a very weird co-starring role for rocker Meatloaf, but a pretty good movie after all, Fight Club. And, of course, you know the first rule of Fight Club, you don't talk about Fight Club. Also, the Diamondbacks return home to host Colorado tonight. That will start with the pregame show, the broadcast at 6 o'clock, first pitch against the Rockies at 6:40. Well, we've got Scott Teal just around the corner, ready to step in on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 11:30 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live around the world at KQNA.com.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec Fee Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Take advantage of your golden years. These are the times to reflect, relax, have a lot of fun. Country Bank's Home Equity Conversion Mortgage, known as a reverse mortgage, could be your supplemental option. Suzanne Cosley, the reverse mortgage specialist at Country Bank, can show you how to convert a portion of your home equity into tax-free money.
Come by and see me, Suzanne Cosley at Country Bank, or call me at 928-583-9015.
Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
How can you save hundreds of dollars right now?
By having Finley Toyota Prescott pay your city sales tax on any new Toyota.
Backed by popular demand.
The program where everyone qualifies.
No forms to fill out. No additional anything.
You keep your rebates. You keep your low finance rate.
Buy any new Toyota through the end of June, and Finley Toyota Prescott will pay your city sales tax.
Oh.
done.
4Runner, Camry, Corolla,
Tundra, RAV4, Tacoma.
Select from over 200 new Toyotas.
Or browse our full inventory at FinleyToyotaPrescott.com. Then come in for a test drive.
When you take the keys, we'll take care of paying your city sales tax.
Don't you wish everything was this easy?
But hurry, this is a limited-time offer through June 29th.
Hi, I'm Jamal McCoy, and here at Finley Toyota Prescott, we know that our success depends on meeting the expectations you have for our dealership. Stop by today and let us exceed your expectations. We are everybody's hometown dealer.
On approved credit plus tax, title, license, and $4.95 dock fees.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
We are back live at 2:06. We have Scott Teal in the house with RED Plumbing. Scott, I know this is a busy time for you guys, but you've made time for another one of your many community nonprofit aid efforts. This one is on behalf of Habitat for Humanity. Tell us what's going on August 10th between you and Habitat for Humanity.
Well, we're going to have our second annual cornhole tournament to raise money for Prescott Area Habitat for Humanity. It's a great cause. We really like working with them. We do all the plumbing on their new build construction houses, and we've been looking for a way to give back. So last year we had a cornhole tournament, and it was the first time we sort of organized anything like that. We reached out to a lot of our friends, fellow contractors, you know, people that we know and directly, and tried to limit it to 40 teams.
If you have to limit it to 40 teams, you've made a lot of friends around town.
Yes, we have.
And I understand you raised more than $18,000 last year for Habitat.
Yes, we did. Our goal was about 10, but we broke that pretty quick.
Yeah, didn't take long. And this year, you're trying to get how many teams?
We're actually shooting for at least 100 teams.
No kidding. Holy smokes. Now, for those who have never played cornhole, I have a brief description here. According to, and yes, there really is, an American Cornhole Association, a cornhole court is a level rectangular area 10 feet wide, a minimum 45 feet long. Players take turns throwing 6-inch square bean bags at a raised platform with a hole at the far end. Bags landing on the board and in the hole score points. Play continues until a team reaches or exceeds 21 points. And the origins of the game, kind of a mystery. There's a lot of different stories going around, but it seems the originators of cornhole used dried corn kernels in the bags tossed at the platform. Nowadays, of course, it's mostly plastic pellets, but it's a lot of fun to play, and it reminds me a little bit of horseshoes because you're trying to hit a target, you know, underhand toss, stuff like this.
Yeah, it's very similar. It's easier to play, more open to different skill levels and, you know, age groups.
I got to tell you, we did a remote broadcast a couple of years ago at Gateway Mall, and we had our stations, cornhole court set up, and a couple guys didn't understand the underhand part of it, and they would wind up like a pitcher and fire the thing at the top, and we had to run down the length of the mall on those slick, you know, polished floors. We had to run down the length of the mall to retrieve some of those bean bags. So don't do that anymore. Just play underhand. Play nice, right?
Absolutely.
Hey, how much is the entry fee for this, Scott?
Entry fee is $250 for a two-person team or $1,250 for a corporate team.
And what is included in that entry fee?
Well, on the regular team entry fee, it's a two-person team. Each person gets a T-shirt and a meal and a drink voucher.
Now, I don't want to make out my check directly to Alice Ayers, but where do the funds go that'll be raised?
They go directly to Prescott Area Habitat for Humanity. Therefore, any donations, we request that the checks be made out directly to Prescott Area Habitat for Humanity.
And what do you get if you win the tournament?
Well, we have some very nice plexiglass trophies that are laser engraved, thanks to Blind Dog.
Nice.
And you also get bragging rights.
That's always good. Any special guests you know of coming in?
Yeah, we actually reached out to some community members and we're trying to get two teams from Prescott Valley Police Department, two teams from Yavapai County Sheriff's Office, and two teams from CYFD or CAFMA now.
Nice to have a little competition between the first responders,
yes.
Right?
Yeah. We're going to have a small first responders tournament inside of the main.
Yeah, nice. Now, are guests welcome? Is this open to the public?
Yes, it absolutely is. If you're not playing, you can come by. You can bring your friends, family members. You can just stop by to watch it if you don't know what anything it's about.
Mm-hmm. So. And this is going to be where?
It's at the Findlay Toyota Center in Prescott Valley on August 10th.
So you can have a lot of people watching, can't you?
Absolutely.
With a venue like that. That's really gracious of Findlay to make available such a large venue. So are there any other side events you guys are doing?
Yes, we have a lot of raffles and a 50-50 raffle. Alice Ayers with...
Hold him again!
with Habitat for Humanity. She does a great job rounding up.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead. Uh-huh. You'll find your check in its usual place. Go ahead.
And so if you'd be willing to donate prizes to be raffled off, you can always contact Alice over at the Habitat office, 445-8003, and she'll be glad to come pick them up.
And how do you sign up for this?
Well, you can either call our office, 772-9296, or you can stop by in person. We're down in Dewey at 11800 East Berry Drive.
Mm-hmm.
You can also go to our website, or you can go to the Findlay Toyota website. The sign-up information is located on both places.
Now, tell us about RED Plumbing. You guys did some work for us recently. Thanks to you, we now have a nice water flow. We have a water filtration system. How often do you get called by people who say, I don't like the tap water in this area?
Very frequently.
Really? Yes. So we're not the only ones?
No, not at all.
I'll tell you what, it's made a huge difference. It really has. So you guys do not only residential, you also do commercial. You do backflow device installation. You do residential plumbing work, disposal, showers, sewer, and drain cleaning. What are some of the toughest jobs you guys have to do?
Yeah, it's always the ones that are surprises.
Mm-hmm.
A leak that shows up underneath of a house and you don't know exactly where it is. And
mm-hmm.
It always seems the worst ones come in the middle of the night or on a weekend and supply houses are closed.
But the good news is you have 24-hour service available, don't you?
Yes, we do.
Yeah. So when people call you, it used to be, and you remember this, many years ago, people used to, our companies used to do a AA or AAA in their name, so they were first in the phone book. Because back when people used phone books, they look up, something just broke with the plumbing. Look up a plumber. And they go alphabetical. But you guys are RED, but you still get a whole lot of local business because you've been around a while, right?
Yes.
How long have you been here, by the way?
16 years.
Good heavens. 16 years. Now you are a plumber, correct?
Yes.
And what is your role with RED, your title?
General manager.
Okay. Why did you become a plumber?
That was just something that intrigued me. Years ago, I had worked on oil fields, did pipe fitting, and just got into it. And
mm-hmm.
I don't know, a job came along. I took it and started growing and learning, and it was just an avenue that I liked.
Now, one of the great things about that is we see an awful lot of stories about college students or high school students who think they have to go away to go for a white-collar degree. When they graduate, they'll have six figures in debt and a long line for a job. If they are halfway skilled, you guys can help teach them, or they can go to the Votech Center out at Yavapai College and come to work for you and have a really good job for a long time, can't they?
Yes, it is a good career. It's definitely long-term. It's a trade you can take anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
If you decide to move anywhere, you know what you're doing.
And they're not going to ship your job overseas.
Correct.
You know there will always be a need for plumbers, right?
Yes.
How often do you get a call from somebody, usually a wife, who will say, well, my husband tried to fix it, and then you got to really correct it?
Yeah, that comes down the pipe sometimes.
Sometimes down the pipe, get it? A plumber joke? Okay, we get that. No, I used to, where my first radio job was in Southwest Kansas, I saw a sign outside a car shop that says, we fix what your husband said he repaired. So that does happen time to time, right?
Oh, yeah. We see the finger pointing.
Do you ever get calls from homeowners saying, you know, I'd like you guys to take a look around, see what, you know, stuff we can fend off with maintenance before it breaks down? Can you do a whole house evaluation?
Yes, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. What kinds of things are you looking for when you do that?
How old the plumbing is in the system, you know, accessibility to cleanouts, how old faucets are, calcification on the faucets, and
mm-hmm.
probably the biggest one around here due to the calcium and magnesiums and irons is the buildup inside the water heater.
I can only imagine.
They need to be maintained and flushed, especially tankless water heaters with the heat exchangers. They need to be flushed once a year.
Mm-hmm.
most people neglect it.
Yeah, you know, speaking of older homes, I love going up and down Mount Vernon Street and seeing those beautiful old Victorians in Prescott. But when you take on a really old house, you have to be concerned about some things, don't you, that have been there for a long time.
Yes, and some of those become our biggest struggles.
I can only imagine. How have things changed from those times? What are you doing nowadays that they weren't doing back then?
Well, the water piping, for example, back in, you know, the older times, it was galvanized, it corrodes, it rusts itself shut, springs leaks. It's about impossible to repair once it gets to a certain point.
Mm-hmm.
The newer piping, most everything is in cross-linked polyethylene or a PEX, you know, mm-hmm. tubing. And the longevity of it is incredible. It doesn't create scale buildup, much better water flow. It's a better product for a long term.
Mm-hmm. You also do sewer camera services and line locating, right? What is that for?
Well, if you have a sewer line that broke, whether it's an old line or maybe somebody dug and planted a tree and broke a line or you know, something's just plugged up, or maybe over time the ground settled, created a belly. You know, you need to actually be able to see inside of that pipe.
Mm-hmm. Well, we are really glad that you guys are involved with Habitat for Humanity. This is your second year doing this, right?
Yes.
With Habitat. Isn't it great, though, when you see a family that has put the money away and helped build the home, and they move into it, and they can call it their own?
Absolutely. That's why we love working with them.
You know, and I've told the folks at Habitat this several times. If I were 20 years younger and less arthritic, I would volunteer to help learn those things, because how important is it for someone moving into their own home for the first time to know how that was built so they can take care of minor issues?
Yeah, it's always great to know.
Mm-hmm.
The more you know, the better more prepared you are for the future.
Yeah, most of my life I just pick up the phone and call the landlord. But now that I'm in a house, can't do that, can we?
No.
We have to call RED. And when the time comes to call RED, how can they reach you?
928-772-9296.
And we also want you to take advantage of Habitat for Humanity. Go online to Habitat for Humanity. Do we have a phone number there for Habitat, Scott?
445-8003.
And that is for the Cornhole Tournament that is coming up Saturday, August 10th. That is going to be at the Findlay Toyota Center. Make sure you call about that. Sign up with your partner, and it's a double elimination tournament, right?
Yes, it is.
We thank you, Scott Teal from RED, for joining us today. Hello, Alice. You can go away now. And in the meantime, we're going to take a break here and come back with Scott Curry from the Prescott Chamber about the big Bluegrass Festival coming up this weekend on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live at kqna.com.
I'm Dr. Brian Skilperert, a board-certified surgeon with over 30 years of vascular surgical experience. I'm an Arizona native, and I have been serving the Prescott community since 1997. Give me a call at 1-800-VEIN-DOC so that I can create a treatment plan just for you. That's 1-800-VEIN-DOC.
No need to be embarrassed to show your legs because of varicose or spider veins. Dr. Brian Skilperert of Northern Arizona Vein Center in Prescott is skilled in minimally invasive techniques for the treatment of your veins, covered by many insurance plans, including Medicare.
Hey, y'all, it's Rosie. Welcome to the broadcast. Every Arizona homeowner's best friend.
Imagine a solar panel connected to your air conditioning unit that saves you energy and money. Intelligent Design Air Conditioning and Heating will tell you more about it and how it works. The Urban Farm will be dishing out edible desert plants, staycations, how-tos, and your home improvement questions. So start your weekend at our house.
Rosie on the House, Saturday morning, 9 to 11 on 95.5, 99.9, and AM 1130 KQNA.
There are children in our community who need us. Take 3-year-old Lily, abandoned by her mother and neglected by a father who abused illegal substances. Currently, she lives in a foster home. Her volunteer advocate works with health specialists and the court to give Lily a chance for a brighter future. This is Quincy Castleberry. Stand up for children like Lily. Learn more about becoming a court-appointed special advocate by contacting the CASA office at 928-771-3165.
The world's oldest rodeo began in 1888 and is still going strong today. The 132nd annual event in Prescott, Arizona. This traditional rodeo is packed with action, history, memories from generations. Join us from July 1st through July 7th for world-class rodeo as well as many family-friendly events taking place throughout the week. The support from the community is always terrific, and we couldn't do it without our sponsors who support us year after year. Do you want to witness elite professional basketball? Well, the Northern Arizona Suns are back this November at the Finley Toyota Center. Pick up the phone and call 928-772-SUNS or visit nazsuns.com to become a six-man member today. Go Suns! Tickets and info are available at worldsoldestrodeo.com or by calling 928-445-4320. Presented by Coors.
There's a lot of propane companies out there, but not many that have been around as long as Yavapai Bottle Gas since 1987. Same owners, same values, and same fair pricing. Yavapai Bottle Gas has lots of options, too, like their pre-buy program or budget payment plans. You can always count on Yavapai Bottle Gas for straightforward, professional propane service where you want it, when you want it. Give your friends at Yavapai Bottle Gas a call at 776-9007, and don't forget to say thanks.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
We are back live at 222. Great to have another friend in the studio, Scott Curry from the Prescott Chamber of Commerce. Scott, a little bird told me something's going on around Courthouse Plaza this Saturday and Sunday. What's going on?
Well, after a year of planning, we're going to finally get to the date of Saturday and Sunday to host the 38th annual Bluegrass Festival.
38th annual. Now, you've been involved with how many of these?
I've been involved in the last 15 years.
Mm-hmm. And from the time you first got involved to this one coming up this weekend, aside from the size, what has changed?
Oh.
What have you learned?
Oh, we learn something every year. We have learned that you need to be persistent to have a free bluegrass festival in these here United States.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't thank our sponsors enough for allowing us to keep this free to the community.
Mm-hmm.
And it is probably the most beautiful place in Arizona to have a bluegrass festival.
Isn't that wonderful? Because the stage will be set up on Goodwin Street, right in front of the chamber office, right?
Yes.
Right behind the courthouse. And we've seen a lot of shows back there. You know, it's funny because I've seen the summer concerts on the front lawn and I've seen the bluegrass festivals on the back lawn. Nobody would believe it until they heard it, but those surrounding buildings and those shade trees really do provide a nice acoustic effect, don't they?
Oh, that
Isn't
sounds
amazing.
Yeah, and which reminds me, this year we are having a new sound company do our sound for bluegrass. And it is actually a local company, Prescott Sound.
Ted Leonard, hello.
Yeah, and he's excited. We're excited. And I think the people that come this weekend will be blown off their feet of the quality that Ted's going to put out there of the sound.
And you mentioned people coming in this weekend with the weather forecast, which I would just put in one word, perfect. You're going to have a lot of people coming up from the desert floor and that intense heat, not just to cool off, but what better way to cool off than under the shade trees on the Courthouse Plaza listening to some great bluegrass bands.
It really doesn't get any better than that, which reminds me, I just had a call this morning from a lady from out of town saying that we have camping. For those of you that don't know, we have a campsite at the Mile High Middle School that you can bring your camper or your trailer, park it there, camp all weekend. There's jamming that goes on there. You walk out the gate, and you're actually at the festival.
Right there. Yeah. Isn't that something?
And it's $15 a night, first come, first serve,
dry
camping.
Oh, my goodness. Now, just to give an idea, you've got something like, it looks like 75 different sponsors who make this festival happen. And there are so many, I'll just let you read a few of those. Pick out 10 or 15 of those just to thank on the air here.
Oh, good night. Well, first of all, Lamb Chevrolet.
Ed Walsh, thank you.
They're our big sponsors.
Yeah.
And I mean, and then we have sponsors that actually give prizes for our raffle.
That raffle's a big one. You got some great prizes in there.
Yeah, we really do. We have two round trip tickets on the local airlines that goes to LA or Denver.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have Bucky's Casino and Yavapai Casino, Pepsi, APS, St. Michael's Hotels, Spring Hill Suites and Residence Inn. They host a lot of our bands. Lifeline Ambulance stepped up to the plate this year. Affinity RV, U.S. Bank, the Daily Courier, Yavapai Title. And it just goes on and on and on.
Mm-hmm. And without their help, it would be impossible, because I remember hearing from you yesterday, Scott, that one of the previous festivals you were involved in, you woke up the morning of the first day and you were how far in debt?
$10,000.
And it hadn't even gotten started yet. It
hadn't even gotten started.
Woo.
And we were nervous. We were all checking our credit card limits, those on the committee. And thankfully, during that weekend, people stepped up the plate and bought T-shirts. And because we are, that's how we make our money. We don't charge you to get in.
Yeah.
But for $20, we'll give you a T-shirt. $15, we'll give you a hat. If you come up and buy a bottle of water or a Pepsi product for $1, all that helps. And then the raffle prizes are given away Sunday at 3 p.m. after the festival.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't have to be present to buy. But who wouldn't invest $20 for a we have big screen TV, we have golf, we have nights in on the Colorado River in Laughlin. We even have a night and a steak dinner up at the casino in Flagstaff.
Mm-hmm.
It just and it goes on and on and on.
Yeah.
So there's some lovely, lovely prizes.
And I would strongly recommend for those coming downtown this weekend for the Bluegrass Festival, purchase a program. It's only how much, Scott?
$1.
It's $1. And there is so much in that program, including the complete list of all those raffle prizes.
Yes.
If that list alone, of that one page, doesn't make you buy tickets, I feel sorry for you.
Yeah. And then all the information on the bands that we're having are in there, their bios.
Mm-hmm.
For $1. Don't pass it on either.
Really?
Make that guy next to you buy one.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, and I'm really glad that you're charging $1 for this. First of all, it's a great buy. And second, if you give it away free, they end up on the grass, don't they?
Yeah, they do.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
People get something free and they just dispose of it, but they pay $1 for it. Hey, let's take this home. And there's a lot of great stuff in there. A lot of your local vendors' information are in there. You've got so much going on. In fact, you've got right in front of you, Scott, the schedule of events. Now, we're going to have great entertainment from the Blue Jays, Old Blue Band, Crying Uncle, which is a wonderful youth band, the Central Valley Boys, Sugar and the Mint is your headliner. So give us a rough estimate what's going on Saturday and Sunday.
Well, Saturday it starts at 11 a.m. Actually, the opening ceremonies. And we have, I don't know, we found this special guy to be our MC for the weekend.
Where is he? I'll kill him.
Yeah. And we want to thank you for accepting.
Oh, I'm honored.
That job. But the opening ceremonies is at 10:45, and we start at 11, and we don't stop till 9 o'clock at night on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
So you can sit in that grass if you need to get up. A lot of our sponsors are around the square. Take a walk. You can go into any of the local establishments and have a beer if you want. We don't have a beer garden there because we want to keep it a family event.
Yeah.
And we get the Boys and Girls Clubs and Big Brothers, Big Sisters. They're some of our major people that come down because they can bring their sisters or brothers or
Their littles.
Yeah, their littles.
Mm-hmm.
For free.
Yeah.
Sit down, and maybe that just might spark something in them to pick up an instrument.
Mm-hmm.
From Sugar and the Mint, Johan is a Acker recipient. And Akernite is a big thing in Prescott.
Oh, is it ever?
And so we can look at Johan and go, wow, That makes it worth it right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, it really does.
Yeah.
And his sister's with the band, too.
Yes.
Yeah, Gloria's with the band, too. They've had a personnel change in the band, so they're going to look a little bit different, maybe sound a little different, but they have grown and developed so fast. I'll tell you what, this might be your last chance to see Sugar and the Mint Free. Because these guys are going places.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we are so pleased that they are going to be our headliner this year, and we hope everybody comes out Saturday night to hear them.
Yeah, indeed. And this youth band, Crying Uncle, I understand, just performed in Nashville with Marty Stewart.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
How do you get this quality music coming in for the Bluegrass Festival?
Well, we have a connection with the Arizona Bluegrass Association, and then we've had bands in the past. I get emails all year long from bands that have heard about the Prescott Bluegrass Festival, mm-hmm. And say, hey, we'd love to come and play. And I always write them back, well, how much do you charge? Because we have a limited budget being
sure.
free. And, you know, we can't afford the big names, but I'll tell you what, we have people that we know that go to these festivals, and they see these young groups, and they see you better get them now, because
mm-hmm.
you won't be able to afford them later.
That's right.
And that's exactly what's going to happen this weekend.
Mm-hmm. And besides, I'm sure with your experience with the festivals, you don't want to get too big, because that forces out some local people who want to see these bands, and you want to keep them within the Courthouse Plaza Square, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you don't want people on the hilltops, you know, in front of the home on top of the hill up there. You don't want them sitting up there.
No, and we don't want the police to call a tactical alert because there's too many people downtown.
Yeah, we don't want the fire department to say, okay, you all got to scatter now.
Yeah.
Because that does happen sometimes.
Yeah, but this is a perfect place.
Yeah, it really is.
Perfect place to accommodate 4,000, 5,000, 6,000 people at one time.
At one time.
And you're
yeah.
not going to be tripping over each other.
Yeah.
You're just going to be enjoying it with each other.
And you're going to have people coming in to see certain bands and then, you know, leave and maybe coming back. Because one of the great things about this location, like you mentioned, you know, in the middle of the afternoon, you can, you know, go across the street to the Palace or Matt's Saloon or something, or go across to Lone Spur, you know, go over to Bill's Pizza.
Yeah.
There's so many places you can take a break, go have a soda or a beer or a pizza or a burger, and then come back and enjoy the rest of the show.
And if you can't stand it, not to miss anything, we're going to have 8 food vendors right by the stage.
Right there.
And then on the other side, we're going to have some people selling their wares and stuff. So if you need to get up and stretch, or you need a Slurpee or whatever they call those things,
mm-hmm.
You can get it right there. We have
yeah.
Some Mexican food coming from Molly's Tamales. It's
and food trucks are always fun, too.
Yeah.
They really are. Now,
fun.
I know what people are thinking at home right now. Where are the restrooms going to be? The restrooms will be open beneath the courthouse, right?
Yeah, and we're bringing in an additional 12 at the courthouse, so there won't be an issue there.
Nice.
We'll handle all that. And I've never been to some place that people are so friendly than Prescott, but when you bring in bluegrass people, it just multiplies it by 2.
It does. It
They're
really does.
They're just friendly people.
And it's a great family event. Like you mentioned, bring the kids along. You'll see the kids dancing on the grass and everything, and mom and dad and grandma and grandpa dancing with the kids. That's always fun, too.
Yeah.
It's just an intergenerational thing. You can share for years.
And bluegrass music is America's music.
It really is.
Yeah,
it really is.
Yeah.
And again, those bands are the Blue Jays, Old Blue Band, Crying Uncle, the Central Valley Boys, and your Saturday evening headliner at 7 o'clock. That's Sugar and the Mint. 4 of those bands will also be back on Sunday. And don't forget the big raffle prize drawing. You've got to take part in that. When you get that $1 program, I can't believe I'm saying that, $1 program, you'll see what I'm talking about. It's a fabulous $1. There's so much information in there. You've got your schedule of events. You've got everything you need to know about the Bluegrass Festival. And we are so glad that you are sticking around to help us do this. Scott, you've been doing this again for how many years?
About 15 years now.
Did you ever think it would get this big?
Oh, no, and I never thought I'd be here 15 years.
Well, this goes for a lot of us, actually.
Yeah, actually, we've been in Prescott now 21 years. That's 5 years short of my career.
Mm-hmm. And, isn't that something?
Yeah.
You know what I get a kick out of, Scott, is so many people I have on the air who moved here to retire, and now they're busier in retirement than they were during their working years.
I've heard it, and I've experienced it, and I told my wife, I think I'll work till I die.
There you go, if you're enjoying it.
And I love doing what I do.
And that's the key. You know, my hero, Johnny Carson, used to go back to Nebraska to his hometown of Norfolk every year, and he would do the commencement speech at his old high school. And he would always tell the graduates, don't ever take a career doing something you don't like, because if you enjoy your job, you'll never have to work a day in your life.
It is, and that is so true. And working with the city of Prescott and the county, with the Yavapai County, those people just make it so nice to work.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they're so nice to work with to make an event like this happen.
Yeah.
And be successful.
Right.
And that means so much. Instead of filing papers and bucking heads,
oh, sure,
and stuff like that.
Yeah.
It's just an easy event to put on because of those, because of the city of Prescott and Yavapai County.
And for those who haven't been downtown for a while, because we're expecting 4,000 or 5,000 people at a time, during the weekend, we want to recommend the parking garage, correct?
Parking garage, and there's also a two-story parking garage up by the sheriff's office that's open. There, the city hall parking is open on the weekends for people.
Mm-hmm.
Mile High Middle School, the last I checked, that parking lot was kind of dug up, but we'll have camping on the field.
Yeah.
There, and we are having that little golf cart. One or two of them running around,
yeah,
and they'll give rides for free to people, and just come on down
and just have a good time.
Bring
just
your chair,
yeah,
just stay there all night and
have
come
a good
back
time.
Sunday. Wake
Indeed.
Up and you'll be there.
Scott, is there a web page people can go to for more information if they need it?
They can either go to prescott.org, which is the chamber website, or they can actually go to PrescottBluegrassFestival.com.
And thanks once again to Lamb Chevrolet and all the other people who make this possible, including, of course, Pepsi Cola. Thank you, Knackered. Bucky's Casino, Yavapai Casino, Yavapai Title Agency, Thumb Butte Medical Center, Lifeline Ambulance. They'll be down there, too.
Yes.
Just in case there's a first aid or something more serious. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Arizona, and, of course, Arizona's Hometown Radio Group, and I will be the MC, for which I thank you for that. Looking forward to it.
Thank you.
Great to have you with us, Scott. Stay tuned, because we're going to talk about a book that came out that's going to put you in the mood to make s'mores. His name is Dan Whalen, and that's coming up after our check of local and state news and weather on today's Q&A. On the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and we stream live around the world at KQNA.com. Don't go away.
Wallach & Volk Mortgage Lending is with you 100% of the way, which is why Wallach & Volk offers great rates with our 100% financing program. And you pay absolutely no money down. For more information about our extraordinary 100% financing program with zero money down, call us at 445-8730 or search us on the web at Wallach & Volk Mortgage.
License number 00128295, LMS number 162209, Equal Opportunity Lender.
The Prescott Center for the Arts Teen Summer Sock Ensemble presents a main stage production of Kiss Me, Kate. Passions run high as leading lady Lily Vanessi and her ex-husband Fred Graham battle on stage and off in a production of Shakespeare's Taming of the Shrew. With romance, comedy, and behind-the-scenes hijinks, Kiss Me, Kate combines the irreverent humor of two brilliant writers, Cole Porter and William Shakespeare. Kiss Me, Kate runs July 12th through July 21st. Tickets and information are available at pca-az.net.
When you have to replace your transmission or engine, it's good to know Sun Valley Diesel uses Jasper quality engines and transmissions. With Jasper, you get a 3-year, 100,000-mile nationwide parts and labor warranty. A free vehicle inspection is required. Look for money-saving coupons in your mailbox. Jasper Engines and Transmissions and Sun Valley Diesel on Long Mesa Drive in the heart of Prescott Valley. Veteran-owned and operated by Don Otto, who says, "We take care of our neighbors. We just happen to fix vehicles for a living."
Arizona Diamondbacks baseball is live on KQ&A.
Diamondbacks Baseball brought to you by Patriot Disposal, Prescott Dirt, You Pick It, Yavapai Bottle Gas, Prescott Valley Heating and Cooling, Waters Garden Center, Primavera Online School, Affinity RV, Bradshaw Family Dental, The Office Cantina, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, Cliff Castle Casino, House Chilson, and National Bank of Arizona. The Diamondbacks host the Colorado Rockies Tuesday at 6 on AM 1130, 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood K. Q&A.
Take me out to the ball game.
Staying healthy and active is important to you. Don't let varicose veins, spider veins, or non-healing wounds slow you down. They may be a sign of a more serious condition known as chronic venous insufficiency. Symptoms include aching, painful, or fatigued legs, swelling, itching, or cramping, or skin changes. More than 25 million Americans suffer from some sort of venous disorder. The good news is that your options for treatment are more diverse than ever before. The experts at the Vein Center at Yavapai Regional Medical Center in Prescott Valley can help restore leg circulation to improve health, reduce pain, and get you back to your active life. Dr. Anil Kumar, board certified in vascular medicine and the medical director of YRMC's Vein Center, leads a multidisciplinary team that includes experts in wound care, infectious diseases, and diabetes management. Talk to your healthcare provider about the Vein Center at YRMC or call 928-759-5890.
We're KQ&A.
Thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities KQ&A your choice for your Tuesday the 18th. I'm DJ Phone with a check of local and state news and weather together, brought to you by Wallach and Volk. President Donald Trump has selected Yavapai County Supervisor Jack Smith to be his next Arizona State Director for Rural Development. Smith's new position is through the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Smith has been a member of the Yavapai County Board of Supervisors since 2013. He'll be headquartered in Phoenix for the most part and be in charge of economic development activities on behalf of the USDA in our state and its three Arizona offices. Smith says his last day on the Yavapai County Board of Supervisors will be July 7th. The Woodbury fire burning near Superior continues growing.
The wildfire has now grown to over 37,000 acres. The manpower has grown too. Over 730 firefighters are combating this human-caused blaze, being fueled by tall grass, brush, and chaparral, and hot, dry weather. The fire began June 8th. Barbara Villa, Arizona News Radio.
Sunny and dry days, clear, mild overnights this weekend into your KQ&A weather weekend. Highs today through Friday in the breezy low to mid 80s in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey Humboldt. Cooling after bedtime to about 54. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, up to the sunny and dry mid to upper 90s today and all through your work week. Clear overnight skies and a late night low near 58. This news and weather, a service of Wallach and Volk. I'm DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 and 95.5 FM, KQ&A. And listen live worldwide at KQ&A.com and stay tuned. Q&A will continue in just a moment.
Experience unparalleled beauty as you soar through the sky above Sedona. Guidance Air will take you on a breathtaking helicopter tour over the beautiful red rock formations of the Grand Canyon, Secret Canyon, and Horseshoe Bend. Want something a little more cozy? Enjoy an exclusive private couples tour, which includes a romantic sunset flight and dinner at the award-winning Mesa Grill. Their professionals and experienced staff will help you fulfill a definite bucket list item and is the number one outdoor activity in Sedona by TripAdvisor. For more information, visit GuidanceAir.com or call 351-1000.
People today are working harder than ever, going in early, staying late, even working weekends, hoping to retire someday and then begin to enjoy life.
Hi, this is Bob Bean from Affinity RV. Even after helping members of our community for over 22 years, I'm still surprised when someone tells me they're planning on getting an RV someday.
The truth is, you don't need to wait another minute. Owning an RV is a dream well within your reach and a lifestyle you can have right now for as little as $3.88 a day. Small steps reap big rewards. Buy one less cup of coffee today and you'll be brewing a fresh pot over the campfire this weekend. Brown bag your lunch a couple of days a week and spend the weekend showing your kids how to catch their own dinner in a babbling stream full of fish. Skip the dessert next time you're out for dinner and let your kids make all-you-can-eat s'mores under a sky full of stars. Where will you find your $3.88 a day? Working hard is good, but a balanced life is even better. Let's teach our kids how important it is to seize every day. Affinity RV Service, Sales, and Rentals. Prescott, Prescott Valley, Dewey, or online anytime at AffinityRV.com.
Hi, this is Sandy with Yavapai County Contractors Association. Are you looking for summer work and over 18 years of age? Then YCCA might be able to help. Local tradesmen are hiring for the summer or even longer. Turn a summer job into a career. You can springboard your summer job into a lifetime of success. Call me, Sandy, at 778-0040 or email ycca@cable1.net.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQNA. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Welcome back to Q&A. You know, we all remember the s'more, the quintessential American campfire snack filled with the classic combination of crunchy graham crackers, melted chocolate, and charred marshmallow. Well, there's a new cookbook out that reimagines what the s'more can be. It's called S'mores, Gooey, Melty, Crunchy Riffs on the Campfire Classic by Dan Whalen, the culinary mashup genius behind Tots and founder of the popular recipe blog, The Food in My Beard. Dan, welcome to Q&A. What is it about s'mores that inspired you to dedicate a cookbook to it?
I just love the nostalgia that's related to s'mores. I love the fact that it's one of the few dishes that you can think about, like, who you were with and where you were when you ate it. And everyone has those, like, deep memories associated with s'mores.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to take that and sort of expand upon the flavors, the ideas, and take it to its extreme, which is sort of like what I normally do with food, and have some, like, different variations and more grown-up versions as well.
Well, we certainly learned that about you in your book, Tots. Now, when it comes to s'mores, you don't need a campfire to do these, do you?
No, definitely not. And I think a campfire is still my preferred way.
Mm-hmm.
But I wrote the recipes based on using a broiler in your kitchen,
mm-hmm.
because it was, first of all, a nice standardized way to write an easy recipe to make about six or so.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted it to be more accessible and more just like something that you could realize you could do year-round in your own kitchen.
Well, you've got more than 50 recipes in your book, ranging from pretzel, caramel corn, everything bagel, hot Snickers, avocado, fig and brie s'mores, so many different varieties. Is there one rule you have in place for all of these recipes?
Yeah, absolutely. I don't like rules around food, usually. I think you should do whatever makes you happy and whatever you like, but I wanted to follow a few rules for this specific collection of recipes. I wanted to make sure that these were sandwiches, not mm-hmm. sort of like the s'mores flavors in other formats. And I wanted to make sure that every s'more had a gooey, melty, and crunchy element to it. And that actually still looked like a s'more.
Mm-hmm. Or do you have any unsweetened alternatives?
Yeah, as the book progresses, it's kind of like opposite of a normal cookbook, where a lot of cookbooks are savory foods and then end with dessert. Now, this is mostly desserts, but towards the end, it becomes some little appetizers that totally look like a s'more but don't taste anything like it. For example, I have a scallop s'more that uses a scallop instead of a marshmallow, and it's served on a little piece of naan bread with some zucchini and pesto. When you look at it, you say, wow, that looks 100% like a s'more, but then when you take a second glance, you realize it's absolutely not a s'more at all.
However, every recipe I understand is a stacked sandwich with the flavors and ingredients full of surprises, right?
Absolutely, yeah. A lot of surprises as you move throughout the book, because it goes from classic to crazy.
Now, for those of our radio listeners who are big fans of Elvis Presley, you have an Elvis s'more. What is that?
That uses bacon and banana and peanut butter in the s'more, which is based on his favorite sandwich.
And for our listeners who love Italian restaurants, you even have a Caprese s'more. What is that one?
That's in the section towards the end where it's not really the same s'mores flavors, and I use a mozzarella ball instead of a marshmallow. I put that on a focaccia cracker with some tomato and a little basil.
I understand that some chefs are putting different kinds of s'mores on their restaurant menus. Is that correct?
Yeah, definitely. I recently had a s'mores cocktail, actually, that was kind of like based on a white Russian, and it was served with a garnish of a little piece of wood that was still sort of like burnt on the end and still smoking.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole thing kind of tasted like a campfire s'more. It was really awesome.
Tell us about your recipe blog, The Food in My Beard.
I've been writing mashup recipes on my site for actually 11 years now. So I take two different foods and make one new dish out of them. And a lot of those concepts tie to the s'mores idea, because I was taking different desserts like a Black Forest cake or a pumpkin pie and converting them into a s'mores format. So it's a lot of the concepts that I do on my website, but geared specifically towards the s'mores. And actually, you can follow me on social media and all my recipes on my website at TFIMB, which is the initials of my website, The Food in My Beard.
Now, I understand what you call mashup, some chefs might call fusion, correct?
Yeah, fusion was a popular term in the 90s where chefs were like experimenting with a lot of different cuisines, and it became kind of a dirty word for a while, where like it more meant watered down food. But now it feels like mashups and fusion cuisine is pretty much everywhere, but it's less commonly referred to as fusion for sure.
Now, you have a video for the quesadilla bun burger that's racked up 24 million views. For those who haven't seen that, tell us about it.
I took a quesadilla and used it as a bun for a burger. It's actually two quesadillas, and it's a really sort of a large quesadilla, so I formed the burger patty to be the same size as the tortillas. Put a quesadilla down first, then a burger on top, some lettuce, tomato, and jalapenos, and the second quesadilla bun on top, and I cut it into quarters so that you could share it with your friends, and each quarter was more of like a regular-sized burger, actually.
Now, your book, S'mores, is such a fun book with so many really neat recipes and fun things to do. Do you find sometimes that food writers take their topic a little too seriously?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I touched on that about, not having rules. And for me, I like to experiment. It's like the quesadilla burger you mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
Or I like to try different things. And I think food should be fun. And I think that when people get mad about combining certain flavors, or a s'more should be this, a s'more should be that,
yeah.
And I think, you need to calm down a little bit. Just as a society, we're taking everything way too seriously right now. Being offensive is one thing, but like, there's no reason to get mad at putting a scallop or a burger on a s'more.
Yeah. And I think we all have a special place that we don't want to mention for food critics. If you remember the movie Ratatouille, the snitty food critic is named Anton Ego, which I think is a perfect name for him. Now, given your wonderful new book, S'mores, it's subtitled Gooey, Melty, Crunchy Riffs on the Campfire Classic, how can our listeners get a copy of S'mores?
You can get it anywhere that you normally buy books, and you can find out more information on my website, The Food in My Beard.
And we thank you so much for joining us today on Q&A. Enjoy sampling all those new s'mores, and thanks for joining us today on Q&A. Continued success in your publishing.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
You're sampling the best. Made to Order is more than simply the best cleaning company, because we offer more than all the rest. Sometimes you need more than just a cleaning service. So Made to Order now provides house and dog sitting, carpet and window cleaning, and property maintenance. Let us know how we can help you. We're your local, trusted, bonded, and insured cleaning service. For your free estimate, call us today at 928-899-8518 or go to PrescottMadeToOrder.com.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec B Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
We are back live at 2:54. It's a really frightening story coming out of Washington, why the acting defense secretary, Patrick Shanahan, has withdrawn from consideration as the permanent defense secretary. You know, when you go into public life, no matter what your politics, no matter what people think about your policies, your life becomes public, and so does your family. And Shanahan says bad things can happen to good families, and this is a tragedy. He says bringing up this episode will ruin his son's life, but it is out there. In November 2011, Patrick Shanahan rushed to defend his 17-year-old son, William, in the days after the teenager brutally beat his mother. The attack had left Patrick Shanahan's ex-wife unconscious in a pool of blood, her skull fractured, and with internal injuries it required surgery. 2 weeks later, Shanahan sent his ex-wife's brother a memo arguing that his son had acted in self-defense. Now, the same ex-wife, while they were married, had been arrested for punching Patrick Shanahan in the face. And while Shanahan wrote the brother-in-law, use of a baseball bat in self-defense will likely be viewed as an imbalance of force. However, Will's mother harassed him for nearly 3 hours before the incident. This is the kind of thing that happens when you're living a public life. Everybody, of course, has skeletons in their closet. It's just a shame that they have to be outed because you are being considered for a major appointment. And you wonder why some people will not run for public office. Maybe that explains it. Speaking of public office, there is a big day coming up next Monday at the Ernest A. Love American Legion Post 6 on South Pleasant Street. Prescott veterans and public are welcome to a city council candidate forum that is hosted by and located at the American Legion Post 6. The American Legion is hosting the city council candidate forum as a community outreach and service effort. It is non-political to any parties or any organizations. You will meet the candidates. That is next Monday at 5:30 p.m. Prescott veterans and the public are welcome. Stay tuned now for Ben Shapiro. Then Mayor Cal Palguda hosts Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley, Diamondbacks baseball at 6. And on tomorrow's show for the entire hour, the Mountain Gardener Ken Lane from Waters Garden Center. That's Q&A tomorrow at 2 when I will see you on the radio.
Been listening to Q&A on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Yavapai Regional Medical Center, Northern Arizona Vein Center, Prescott Chamber of Commerce, High Country Rec V Center, and David Snyder, CPA. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Q&A with DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.